And our guest for the next 2 hours is Carol Herman, and she is the founder of FATE, F-A-T-E, which stands for Foundation Aiding the Elderly. The website is fate.org. Carol, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me, Deanna.
You have a story, you have a reason for being a founder of the FATE. And that usually happens, often it happens that people do these wonderful things. They found these wonderful organizations because of some event or experience that they've had in their lives that impacts them enough to want to do something to prevent that same tragic thing from happening to others. So tell us a little bit about your aunt and what happened that provoked you to find this wonderful organization.
Well, you're absolutely right. A lot of times people find these charitable organizations because they've had a, you know, terrible event happen in their life and they do want to make a difference, and I'm one of those people. Back in around the early 1980, my aunt was literally over-medicated by a general practitioner, and it was a new doctor she had gone to, and he just prescribed all these drugs, and those, you know, 32 years ago, nobody was really looking at that, and she just changed, and over a period of about a year, she lost a lot of weight, became, you know, disoriented, and everybody kept saying she's got dementia. Well, she ended up falling, breaking a hip, and going into a nursing home, long-term skilled nursing home for rehabilitation. But her, unbeknown to us at that time, her rehabilitation was really drugs. And we didn't really discover that until after she died 18 months later, because of an infected bed sore that we did not know she had either. So she was given the antipsychotic Haldol, which really incapacitates the elderly, and it caused her to become bedridden, quit talking, she couldn't do her rehab, and then she developed a bed sore and in her tailbone area, and we didn't know about it, and the facility hid that from us. And when she ended up dying from blood poisoning caused by the bed sore, we had an autopsy and found out what really caused her death. And I've done the work ever since. The story's even bigger than that, because I went and filed a complaint with the state regulators. I learned who licensed nursing homes, and I went to the state regulators and filed a humongous complaint about her death, and we had an autopsy, and I was stonewalled for over a year. And I discovered that the head of the agency had destroyed my complaint when the internal affairs went in to investigate the department. There was no complaint on record. And I personally took that to him and delivered it, because I'm in state capital, California, and have access to those people. So he lost his job. He was fired, which doesn't normally ever happen in government employment. And after he was fired to never work for the government again, lost his pension, he went immediately to work for the nursing home industry. So that's when I really got it. Like, there was something that wasn't right here, and I've done the work ever since. And I'm proud to say that we now we've served over 5,000 families, and we have clients in every state in the United States. That's how big it's gotten. So there's a big need for the work I do. We are a nonprofit. We don't take government money to operate, and that's what sort of puts us a strain from the pack, because we don't get government money. There's a lot of advocacy organizations that are out there, but they're funded with government grants or government money. So we have that in my bylaws, that we take no government money to run this organization.
Oh, bless you. I am just, I can tell just from listening to you just how dedicated you are. And I think that, well, bed sores, I have a doctor friend who's been on the program several times, and she states that bed sores are very, very common for people who are bedridden, and that that is what happens, and that so many people die from bed sores. And, I mean, who would have thought that somebody...
Well, you know... And I don't know, you know, there are circumstances that maybe they are preventable, but in all the work that I've done and the thousands of people that we have served that have had this problem, bed sores are preventable. So, I mean, you can get both sides of the coin on that. Some medical
sure.
people say, oh, well, if you're diabetic, you're compromised. And I'm going, wait a minute. I have a counterpart to that that'll testify that bed sores are caused by poor nursing care. You can't
right.
have somebody laying on their side for hours and hours and hours, and a bed sore does not develop. I mean, it does. You have to turn them.
Of course.
And, you know,
you
when
do.
You're in a nursing home, you know, the majority of the people are in a nursing home, or the expenses are being paid for by Medicare and Medi-Cal in California and Medicaid in the rest of the country. So, you know, we're paying, our tax dollars are paying to take care of our most vulnerable citizens, and they should not be getting bed sores that are causing their death. So they can't move, and a lot of them can't move. They become compromised like that because of the drugs.
Oh, and, yes, those drugs.
Oh, and yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying that there isn't some good medicines and medicines that really have improved the quality of our life, but I'm talking about mind-altering drugs for the elderly that are causing them to lose their minds and, you know, ending up in these places, and somebody's making a lot of money off of it. So it's really pretty egregious what's going on out there.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. I have a friend that recently put her husband into a nursing home, and she was intent on doing this, and he walked in on his own. And just in the short period of time that he's been there, he's now in a wheelchair, unable to feed himself, and has just totally gone downhill in a matter of 6 months. And I asked her last week. I said, "Well, which psychiatric drugs is he taking?" And she says, "Well, they diagnosed him as being psychotic, so he's on some antipsychotic
yeah,
medication." And I would just like to just scream, because this is how they control the patients,
right.
And it is a crime, in my opinion.
And it's, you know, a lot of it's for the benefit of the facility, obviously, because they're not sufficiently staffed, and they're never
right.
sufficiently staffed. And, you know, there are federal and state regulations on nursing hours, but they're all, you know, my experience with my clients is that there are never enough staff around to take care of the needs of the patient. So it's easier to give them a drug so they can't get out of bed, they can't do anything. Half the time they don't talk anymore, so it's less care. And that really is the management, people that are the owners, operators of these facilities, it's their call to do that because they make more money. And a lot of the admin, and I'm not against them, I'm not against any business making a profit, but I am against a business making a huge profit at the expense of the tax dollars, our tax dollars, that are being negligent and abusing our most vulnerable people in the country. And that's exactly what's happening. And the industry is very wealthy, not only the nursing home industry, but the pharmaceutical industry. Oh, my gosh. You know, they're probably the most profit industry in the country. So you're fighting some pretty big guns out there. And I have found that, you know, this friend of yours, Deanne, I mean, feel free to give her my number. If she's listening, have her, you please contact me. I'll be more than happy to help you with that. In this country, under the federal law, you cannot give antipsychotic drugs to a patient in a nursing home without without informed consent.
Ah,
and a lot
well,
of people
didn't...
don't know what that means. A lot of people will say, when I've questioned people who have called my office for help, and I'll say, well, who gave consent to give the drugs? Well, the doctor. I said, no, the doctor never gives consent. Doctors diagnose, and they recommend treatment, or they'll recommend medications. We are the ones that choose whether or not we take it or not. So in the nursing home environment, whoever has, if the patient can make their own decisions, they could, mentally make their own decisions, and they've not been adjudicated incompetent, they could sign off and give the doctor permission. The doctor has to get consent from the patient or the patient surrogate decision maker, and that is whoever holds the power of attorney and makes a decision for that patient if the patient is not capable of making a decision. So that's what informed consent means. It doesn't mean that the doctor orders the drug. It means that you, the patient, or the decision maker for that patient, you give authorization to the doctor, and only the doctor can get that. And there's usually a form to sign, and you sign it, and they put down on the form what the drug is that they're recommending and why they are giving it. And when you're on antipsychotics, you have to be checked every, I think, hour, every 2 hours to make sure that you're not having, complications, adverse side effects have not kicked in, and the patient has to be monitored. And since you don't have enough staff to monitor those patients, well, you can see the handwriting on the wall.
So many people are so influenced by authority figures such as doctors that they will just be, they are obedience trained, and they just do whatever the doctor says. And I says, well, who? Was psychotic. And she said, well, that's what they diagnosed him as. And I just can't get her to consider the possibility that they're doing this simply to manage him.
Yeah, their benefit. And I see that in every case that I've had that has to do with, antipsychotics. Or they'll come up with, the patient is combative. Really? Well, did you look to see why is this patient combative? A lot of them get urinary tract infections, and that's very painful. And if they have dementia, they can't really explain what's the matter. Well, sure, they'll lash out because they ring their call bell and nobody answers it. So, of course, and dehydration is rampant in nursing homes. And dehydration will also cause you to hallucinate, do all kinds of horrible things. Dehydration is so important. I mean, to avoid dehydration. And the facilities don't want to give out a lot of fluid, my experience, because they don't want to have to change the patient. If the patient, is incontinent, then there's more work. So, I mean,
So they keep them dehydrated on purpose. Oh, my heavens.
Well, I mean, I can't say every, nursing home. I can only speak from my experience and what has happened with the over 5,000, probably closer to 6,000 people that we've served, and what we are hearing and what we are documenting in our office as to this horrific problem in long-term care, just not nursing homes. Assisted living facilities, there's residential care homes that are just springing up all over the place. And now there's these new types of places that I just kind of discovered over the past 6 months. They're called boarding houses. And they're not even controlled. I mean, they're not monitored. They're not licensed. Nobody's going in and checking on anybody. So we just, as a society, we have to educate ourselves to know what our rights are. And to speak up for our rights, and to have a halfway decent chance of your loved one surviving a nursing home or surviving the rehab. All these nursing homes now are changing their names to, XYZ Rehab Center, or, a year ago it was ABC Nursing Home. So nursing homes got a real bad name over the past 15 years or so once the press picked up on it.
Sure.
So they're changing their names, or they're buying and selling facilities right and left. This one operator will have a facility and he gets in hot water with the regulators. So he sells it to somebody else and he goes to the next city and opens up a different one under a different name. So, I mean, there's all kinds of tricks of the trade that are going on in this industry because there's a lot of money in it.
a lot of money. Unbelievable. And when you get older, it's really up to your children, your family, to help to protect you because...
Exactly. But that's not always the case nowadays. You know, we as a society have evolved into this fragmentation of the family. You know, most families don't live in the same town anymore. They live on the other side of the country. So the fragmentation of the family has really added to that because a lot of people don't live with, you know, when I was a kid growing up, my grandmother lived with us.
Well, sure, that's the way it was done.
But not anymore. I mean, and how do we go and change, that's a societal problem, how do we change that? I mean, that's huger than nursing homes.
Right.
So it's just that people that care and those that don't have, and when this happened to my aunt. My family is pretty large, and we are all here in Sacramento, and she had, you know, her brother and my mother lived here, and she had no children. My brothers and I were like her children. And she had all these people visiting her every day, and we didn't know what to look for. We didn't know what was going on. We believed everything they said.
Well, of course. Well, why would you question? Yes, of course.
And then after this happened to her, and I thought, well, what about that little lady that was in the next bed who didn't have anybody ever come to see her? She's easy prey. That's easy prey right there.
Oh, my goodness.
So, as, you know, I started investigating in this and looking into her death and why it happened and filing the complaints and going, I think I was the first person to go through the whole due process when you file a complaint against a nursing home in California. And you have an appeal process, you have a headquarter appeal process. So, I think I was the first person in California to do that. That
well,
was
bless your
years
heart.
Ago.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is, as the population grows older, and we do have a big population of older
baby
people.
Baby boomers. Oh, of course.
And they are a very, very vulnerable target for Big Pharma. And Big Pharma knows this. And, of course, then when you have Medicare, or in the state of California, Medi-Cal, well, it's Big Pharma that's making all this money, and when you own one nursing home, you might have a whole slew of them.
Oh, yes. Wow. They started getting involved in buying their own pharmacies. Oh, I don't remember what year it was, but I discovered what was called closed-door pharmacies when I was investigating my aunt. And they were not, at that time, they were not owned by the nursing home operators, but some pharmacist that decided that he was going to not have a street traffic anymore coming into his drugstore, and he was going to have what was called a closed door pharmacy, and that means you buy in bulk and then you supply those drugs to nursing home operators.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Nowadays, though, most big nursing home chains own their own pharmacies. So when you go into this pharmacy, they encourage everybody to buy through the pharmacy that they do business with because they say, oh, it's cheaper.
Right.
Well, I don't think so. It's just for the operators to make more money.
Wow. Okay, we are going to a 3-minute break, and we've got a caller on the line. We'll take him when we come back. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest for the next 2 hours, or less actually now, for the next hour and a half, is Carol Herman. She is the founder of FATE, which stands for Foundation Aiding the Elderly. The website is forfate.org. And we do have a caller. Let's take Chris. Chris, welcome. Thank you for holding on. Chris, are you there? Oh, okay. All right. We do have an email question.
Okay.
Somebody emailed a question. Okay. Question. Does the guest also help regular people who are victims of nursing homes? My friend was diagnosed with AIDS, which she doesn't have, but the drugs they are forcing on her are killing her and giving her the symptoms of AIDS. She is fed processed junk food, can't have a phone, but her nursing home bill is $3,700 a month, and the drugs she's been forced to take, which are killing her, are a couple thousand a month. Atripla, A-T-R-Y, PLA is nothing but a mind-altering drug like LSD. Now, her friend is only 42.
Well, I suggest, here's what I suggest. Nobody can be forced to take anything as a patient in a nursing home or anywhere else. This is America. We have a right to choose. Under the patient's Bill of Rights in a skilled nursing facility, if that's what I'm hearing she's in, the patient has the right to either accept treatment or deny treatment. So I don't know the circumstances of the person that emailed. I don't know the circumstances there, but if the person doesn't have a family or anything like that, she can always call my office and I can really handhold and tell them what to do. But nobody in a facility anywhere is forced to do anything against their will. And unless they're totally incapable of protecting themselves. We have a right to either accept treatment or deny treatment. So if your friend really feels that these drugs that are being given are causing this illness or causing AIDS or whatever happening here and she does not want to take these drugs, then nobody should be able to force her to do anything. So if that's the case, and she's being forced to do this, and nobody, she doesn't have a decision maker, and it sounds like maybe she's capable of making her own decisions, please call my office Monday, and I will certainly help you with that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for answering that question. All right, let's see if Chris is... Chris, are you there?
He must have... sounds like we're having problems with Chris getting on the line.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Oh, there he is.
No, that's our board op. Okay,
well,
Chris?
Yes, thank you so much, Deanna and Joe, for your hard work and your advocacy. I am also a private advocate that looks for these matters. And I discovered when these homes, in many cases, whether they're youth homes or senior homes, can classify the patients, allegedly, with a condition that requires them to be special needs, they receive double monies from the Title IV and V Act monies from the Health and Human Services administered the Social Security program.
Okay, and I realize that special needs is an area that I have not a lot of expertise on, but I have had some clients that have had family members that are special needs that were under, you know, regional programs, under the mental health program, and those, the people that are in these facilities that cannot make their own decisions because of their special needs, there is somebody that's making their decisions for them, and...
Well,
that's the person that is making decisions, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And these group homes, if you're talking about group homes for special needs children, is that what you're talking about, Chris?
Well, not entirely. What I've discovered is that if they can give them enough of these drugs, psychotropics or whatever they are, they can induce a condition that appears to be psychosis or neuroses, thereby they can classify them as mentally special needs.
Exactly.
The situation where they can double bill.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. And my whole thing is there's nobody watching over those people. And if their families have not watched over them and they don't have any type of a conservator watching over them, and they're easy prey. That's just an easy way to make a lot of money and just keep these people just totally drugged. And, you know, there's... I've looked in some areas where they have these clinics, these health clinics for people under the mental health programs. And what I have found is they're just a group of doctors, psychiatrists that sit in a room and just give drug orders. I find that to be just appalling. Just
appalling. Well, unfortunately, with the new DSM-5's very widely constructed language for basically anyone that breathes, blinks, or doesn't, can be declared to have some mental condition, then virtually anyone can be classified as special needs under the DSM-5, creating the opportunity for fiduciary interest and conflict by the administration of these policies that declare them as needy.
Exactly. I totally know what you're talking about, although I don't have a lot of experience in it, but I do read about it, and you know, I'm at the state capitol here a lot, and I hear some of the laws that they're trying to pass for, you know, mental illness needs and et cetera. And it always seems to boil down to just drugs, just getting more drugs.
We do have 5 seconds. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. You can hang on, Chris.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. And receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Alrighty, we are back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Carol Herman. She is the founder of FATE, which stands for Foundation Aiding the Elderly. Her website is fate.org. And do we still have Chris on the phone?
So far.
Okay. There he is.
Amazing. I was just thinking during the break. Now, Carol obviously loved her aunt and really checked into this and fought for her aunt because she cared about her aunt. What about families that don't care about their elderly? I mean, can you imagine a different set of circumstances here that this might be a way of, heaven forbid, of grabbing your inheritance by sending your family member off to the old folks' home? This is, I don't know, this is pretty evil.
Well, it is, you know, one thing leads to another, and why families, you know, don't want to care for their elderly patient, you know, family members is, you know, that's such a societal problem nowadays. But the people that are placed in nursing homes that do not have any kind of family that come in and look over them, they're the easy prey. I mean, and most of those people are on, you know, the Medicaid, Medi-Cal system. So can you imagine the fraud that must go on and billing procedures that or for that patient that has nobody watching over them. So it also opens up a door to a lot of fraud. And I hate to say it, but this is what's going on in these places, and there's so much money being made. The operators, I mean, I've never met a poor nursing home operator, ever. And, you know, some, and these assisted living places now, most of them are all traded over the New York Stock Exchange. There are these retirement centers and their real estate investment trusts that everybody's making money on. And, I mean, that's all fine and dandy as long as you're not abusing the patients or the residents of these places.
But when you're talking about baby boomers, they've saved all their lives.
Well, and it's mostly, you know, the baby boomers' parents that were the savers. You know,
okay.
After the war, things got different.
Okay.
And, but you know, my family, when I was growing up a kid, there weren't charge cards. I mean, if you couldn't afford to buy something, you didn't buy it. But
right.
That totally changed with the invention of the credit cards, and people want stuff now, and they don't want to work for it, and they want to charge it up. And, it's just this big problem out there. And with the Medicaid system, if you're a Medi-Cal patient, or I'm sorry, Medicare, if you're under Medicare and you go to the doctor and you incur some charges, you get a copy of your billing from Medicare, and it tells you if the doctor charged you $100, Medicare will pay $80. If you have coinsurance, you know, a supplement, they might pay $10. So your obligation is going to be $10 that you're going to owe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the Medicaid system, nobody sees a copy of a bill, ever.
Oh.
So if you're in a nursing home under Medicare, or Medi-Cal in California, nobody in your family ever sees a bill. So you have, nobody sees a bill, so you have no idea what facility is charging for the care of that patient.
And the taxpayer is paying it.
Oh, yes, and not only are we paying that, but we're paying for their legal fees, because on their cost reports, it includes this big, huge line item called administrative fees. And that's salaries, bonuses, legal fees, travel and entertainment costs, that nobody really can see with that big figure, what's in that big figure. So if they get in trouble and they have to, you know, say somebody sues them and they have to have their legal fees, well, legal fees are part of that. So we, in fact, are not only are we as taxpayer paying for bad care, we're paying their lawyer fees to get them off.
Wow.
It doesn't make sense.
Well,
and,
Joe?
Pardon me?
Chris,
I was only going to say, you're precisely on track. This is strictly a money-driven scheme, and it's designed so that the system will be vulnerable, so that the people will be preyed upon, victimized, and financially basically raped, while they're being purported to be taken care of. So it's a set up to be abused system. But I think
it is.
So
it was set up to be a failure system. And, you know, our government now, and I don't want to get, you know, trashing the government so much, but there's a lot of crime going on, but there's no punishment. There's a lot of bills being passed, but there's no enforcement. So you've got all these regulations, and especially in the nursing home industry, because they are very highly regulated. I mean, they are. They're because they get 87% of their money comes from government funds, from taxpayer dollars. So, yeah, they have a lot of regulations. The problem is there's no enforcement. And a year and a half ago, I had to bring a lawsuit against the state of California, the Department of Public Health, their licensing division, for their failure to investigate nursing home abuse cases. There's no enforcement. So
that's precisely a paper tiger. If there's no enforcement, no accountability, no holding the criminals to the fire for the crimes they're committing, then they're actually aiding and abetting and causing the crimes to occur and rewarding them for doing so.
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on. And, you know, I wouldn't even go get involved in the politics for about 8 years. I just kind of stayed away from it because it was so frustrating. Because, you know, the politicians, they pass all these laws, and that's what they're, you know, they think that's their job, is just to pass the laws. Well, my thing was, well, why don't you go back and look at the laws that have been passed already? to see if they're working, see if it's working. Now, we've got a new person in California, a new head of the assembly in California, and I can't, Dion, or I can't think of his name right now, but that was one of the things I read in the paper today, that he's going to do a look back to see, you know, ask all these politicians, why don't you take a look back and see the bills that you passed over the past several years, how those regulations are being enforced, which I thought was monumental. I've never heard a politician do that.
Yeah.
So, well, and I think that's, you know, a big issue here is that, you know, they're really not looking back on the enforcement of regulations. And, you know, nobody really wants to talk about the end of their lives. And this is at the end of our lives now that this is all happening. And people kind of shy away from it, or they'll put a blinder on because they can't face the reality that that could be me in that nursing home one day.
Right.
So people kind of, like, don't want to address it. And it's alive and well out there, and it's going to affect everybody. I mean, it is affecting everybody. I don't think there's a place that I could go to that I don't run into somebody, either a client that I know or somebody that will mention something to me about somebody being in a nursing home. And it's affecting everybody. So, and hopefully, you know, the younger generation that are coming up, they'll ask more questions, like my parents. And their parents, nobody questioned doctors. They were gods, and whatever they said, you know, you do. I think this newer generation coming up, you know, maybe it's just going to ask more questions and be more informed.
I hope so. Well, thanks, Chris, for your phone call. Did you have any other comments? Oh, he dropped. Okay. Let's take Cab from New York. Cab, welcome.
Hi, Deanna. This is a really good program you have today. And I wanted to tell you about my uncle. He's a good example of everything that we're talking about here. And also, this goes right into all the stuff that Dr. Daniels has been warning us about. Don't get health insurance.
Sure.
You're making yourself a target if you do. But my uncle, he was very active. He was always traveling. He golfed, and He liked to go up square dancing, and, well, he was in his 90s, but even so, you know, he had always been a very independent person. And then he broke his hip.
Oh.
And went, and he, found himself in the hospital. And, you know, when you have an operation, the anesthetic will make you groggy, and you aren't going to be able to really, you know, be yourself. You're going to be probably, you could be groggy for a couple weeks or 3 weeks, especially when you're older. So he found himself in the nursing home, and they treated him like you're treated in a nursing home, and he didn't like that. He demanded to be, you know, get me out of here. I don't want to be here. And so they tranquilized him so much they killed him by shooting him up with the drugs, and nobody really ever questioned it. Or
how long ago did that happen, Tab?
This was a couple years ago. Yeah, we went to the funeral, and nobody even hardly talked about it or anything. It was like accepted. It's like nobody questions the medical system. If they're allowed to just keep, you know, mass murdering, like Dr. Daniels says. And we just all, and she tells, that's why she tells people, if you get in an accident, maybe you better try and figure out how you can ice it, you know, put your foot up, figure out if you really, really need to go to the hospital. It's a very dangerous place to go. And especially if you get to be an older person, you can end up in a nursing home, God forbid.
Right. I see that a lot in the work I do. That's why whenever I do public speaking or anything, it's always just to tell the audience, whatever you do, when you get on these mind-altering drugs, it's your choice. And you get on these mind-altering drugs, and it could cause you to fall. You have to avoid a broken hip. Because in my experience, once somebody elderly like that breaks a hip, it's usually the end. You don't get any better. And as far as the anesthetics in the acute hospitals where the surgery takes place, I see that just rampant. These people come out, they come out of the anesthetic, and you're right. Tab. They, mm-hmm. they, A lot of them are delusional.
It takes a while
for the drugs to get out of your system. But what the hospitals are doing, say, well, this person came out and they're combative and they're delirious, and just give them an antipsychotic and knock them out. And that's what they're doing with no consent.
Holy cow.
And so they're not looking at the interaction of what happens when an elderly person goes under an anesthetic like that and how long it takes that to come out of their body. And it's a long time. And then the hospitals now, again, we get back to the money situation. These case managers, discharge planners in acute hospitals, they're mandated to get the patient out as quickly as possible, because the next person's going to, you know, come in and keep that money flowing. So all of a sudden, you know, 2 days after hip replacement surgery for a 90-year-old person like your uncle, all of a sudden they're in a nursing home.
Who was in
good health until his broken hip. All of a sudden, 2 days after the surgery, when he's not even out of the anesthetic yet, they ship him over to a nursing home, and half the time, a lot of the records don't go with them. So they arrive at a nursing home, and it's like, well, what are they doing here? Where's the paperwork? It's just horrible. And then this person lays there in the bed without any rehab. And if they come into the nursing home taking some type of mind-altering drugs, the nursing homes think that they can continue giving them those drugs.
You have to have
consent. I mean, it's just a vicious...
I guess they don't know that. Somebody should tell them about this consent thing, because I don't see very many people going along with that.
That's the problem. People don't know...
I would rather die home. I would rather be, you know, die in my basement or something than have to go to a hospital and end up, or a nursing home and end up.
Right. That's why it's important for people to know what their rights are. They got to know what your rights are. And, I mean, we do that, you know, I'm 5 days a week, and a lot of times we're working on the weekends, if our caseload is heavy. And I'm telling families all the time, and if it's in the area where we can personally go into a facility with our clients, says you can't give these people drugs. Where's the consent? It's a federal offense to do that. It's not that they're going to get a big fine, but it is against regulations. And
Dr. Daniels was explaining also that a lot of times it's the families that are hauling the person off to the hospital and telling the hospital to drug them and
absolutely
put them away.
Then you've got a real big problem, because if they're the decision makers, they're making decisions on behalf of that patient as the holder of a power of attorney, and they are that person. So if they're saying, give them the drugs, don't give them the drugs, that's just like the patient doing it. So it becomes a real legal issue. And if you have the power of attorney, if you're making the decision as the power of attorney holder and you're making these decisions, they can't do nobody can do anything about it.
We need to find out how to treat our own broken hips, I guess. When you go
to the hospital and for any kind of a procedure, you sign a bunch of papers that you don't ever read. And even doctors do this. I've read books where doctors will say, when they've written about informed consent, even a doctor will go ahead and just sign the paper without actually reading it. And the minute you put your signature on a piece of paper at the hospital, you've pretty well told them that they can do anything to your body that they want to do, and you're held accountable because you have forfeited your consent,
right,
your rights, as soon as you put your name on that paper.
Exactly. And it's a double-edged sword. It's a double-edged sword, because a lot of, the nursing homes cannot do this, but under condition of admission, a lot of these nursing homes are also putting arbitration agreements in front of people to sign,
really?
Which means that you can never exercise your right to a jury trial if something happens.
What?
Oh, yeah. There are, and I always tell my clients, never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, sign an arbitration agreement. And I sort of kind of lost my train of thought there, what we were discussing. But
then you can't pay, and then they don't really want you as a patient, so you're safer that way.
Well, you know.
If you don't sign any papers and promise to pay any bills, then and you don't, you know, they can't really, why are they going to want to run your bill up if there's no money there?
Well, if you're under the Medicaid system, there is money there. If you're on Medicaid or Medi-Cal in California, I think you're in New York tab, so it would be Medicaid there. If you go into these places, most people that go into facilities are elderly people that are under Medicare. So they go into the facility on Medicare, and at some point, Medicare cuts off, and you either are private pay or you're on Medicaid, one or the other, if you're going to be a long-term care. Now, a lot of facilities will try to get rid of you if you're Medicaid, because they want the Medicare money, or they want the private pay money, because they can charge whatever they want.
Wow. All righty. We are going to a quick break. We'll be right back. This is fascinating.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I started to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest is Carol Herman. She is the founder of FATE, which stands for Foundation Aiding the Elderly. The website is forfate.org. There is a quick question. We have another caller, but there is a question from the chat room which we will address. But let's take Wes from Idaho. Wes, you have a question or comment?
Quick comment to avoid broken hips.
a vitamin K2 that's not vitamin K1. K2 directs calcium to the bones and teeth where it belongs. In fact, without enough K2, the body will actually try and build bone in the veins. A natural source of K2 is cheese, eggs, and butter. The book on K2 written by Dr. Kate Realmblue, who Deanna interviewed a couple of years ago. That is my advice quickly. Thank you.
Thank you, Wes.
Great.
Yes.
I wrote that down myself.
Yes, she was just an excellent guest. Had a lot to say about it. I take K2 every day.
Good. Well, I'm a vitamin taker, too.
Oh, me too.
And
I take a lot of vitamins and cod liver oil.
Oh, yeah. My mother, who passed at 90, was never in the hospital. I mean, none of my family members were ever in the hospital. My father was never in the hospital. He just died of a heart attack one day, and my mother went to sleep and never woke up. My aunt was really the only one that was ever hospitalized for anything, and it was all because of all the medications that the doctor started putting her on that caused her to lose her balance.
Wow.
And that's what's happening. You take too many drugs, and if you don't take enough water and you're not hydrated, you fall over. You lose your balance.
Right.
And a lot of people will fall and break a hip, but a lot of times the hip also is broken before you fall. So,
right, just in the act of falling.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people get osteoporosis and their bone will break, but most of it is from falls because you get disoriented.
Sure.
And, I mean, I see this all the time in the work we do, and I'll ask my clients, well, how many medications is your mother taking? Oh, not very many. Oh, really? Well, what are they? Well, then after she gives, you know, I get the list, I said, well, gee, that's 12 medications.
Right.
And do you know what the side effects of these are? And then most of the time they don't. And I always tell my clients to not so much listen to the doctor. Is you go to the pharmacy, and if you're being prescribed something, you go to the pharmacist. The pharmacist is the one that studied pharmacology, not doctors.
Right.
And they're the ones that know what the interactions of the drugs are. And, you know, medical doctors, they listen to the drug salesman, and there are about 60,000 of those in the United States that are selling medications to the doctor's offices. So I was given a presentation not too long ago and to a woman's group, and there was a lady sitting in the front row, and she was sort of scowling at me. And so she came to the question and answer period, and she was the first one to raise her hand, and she goes, well, I disagree with you talking about how doctors don't know about medications. And and she says, I'm a doctor. And I said, oh, really? Well, I stand corrected then. She says, I took pharmacology classes in medical school. And I went, really? Well, how long did it last?
Six weeks. Oh, goodness. Okay, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back in 3 minutes. Feel free to call in at 800-313-9443. 313-9443. Be right back.